Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thank you very much. Hanging out with me in little Chicago, bringing this back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the small business advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Pam Harper's our guest, our good friend, longtime 13-year Brain Trust, member of our Brain Trust, founder, partner, and CEO of Business Advancement, Inc., co-host of Growth Igniters Radio, author of Preventing Strategic Gridlock. You're starting to see the picture. She's really smart. Pam, thanks again for being here. We're talking about the overarching thing about our discussion here is what you should be doing as the CEO of your company, isn't it, Pam? I mean, there's so many things that pull us into the weeds, into the trenches, behind the counter. So many things pull us into the management of the company, the day-to-day stuff, that it's hard for us as small business CEOs. Sometimes it's hard for us to sort of get on a helicopter and orbit our business at a higher elevation and see what's going on, see where we're going. What do you think?
Well, in fact, it's funny that you say that because my book, Preventing Strategic Gridlock, actually has a picture of a helicopter.
I know. That must be where I learned that, Pam.
I guess it was. But the thing was that I spent a lot of time in the New York metro area sitting in traffic, and one day I happened to be sitting there, and there was a helicopter going overhead. It was a traffic helicopter, and I said, that's where we have to be. Yeah. We have to be in that helicopter because you have to get a bigger view. It's true. And I think that the perspective is key, and it's the conversations, the new conversations that we have to have. And they have to be coming from a different place, Jim. Mm-hmm. They have to be coming not just as we're talking about, of course, what should be happening, which is where CEOs typically will go, but they have to also be balancing now what is happening. Those conversations mm-hmm. have to be looking out not just to our customers, but to our customers' customers.
And their industries, right? I mean, not just the customers, but the things that are impacting them. And this is where you talk about tracking emerging trends. Tell us about that.
That's
Tell us what
right.
you're what you're seeing with your people with regard to emerging trends. And folks, when you hear me talk about future, being a futurist and trend tracking and foresight, you have to look at trends and then imagine implications. What if that happens, what would be the implication of it down the way? That's all part of this, isn't it, Pam?
Exactly. It's a little bit like for anybody who plays checkers or chess, you know,
chess,
you're always
it's a chess game, no question.
Ahead.
Yeah. So
exactly.
what are some of the emerging trends that you're seeing?
One of the emerging trends that we're seeing is that, first of all, it's not so secret that getting a handle on the talent, the key talent, is harder than ever. That's not so much of an emerging trend. That we're right in it. But I think that the emerging trends that people are kind of going back and forth over are who are the leaders of these companies, the industry leaders. There's news, for example, today about changes in the leadership of Alphabet.
Google.
Now, think about this.
The founders are stepping down.
Yeah, Google, Alphabet. And it's in the Wall Street Journal today, which is December 4th, 2019. Look at what he's talking about. There are things on YouTube where he's actually being interviewed about where he sees the direction of the industry going. Mm-hmm. Pay attention to those things, everybody, because it's going to have huge impact on opportunities that will be emerging mm-hmm. for a lot of us in new ways. We have to figure out where we fit And
well, and when you hear those things as out here on Main Street, where most of us are, when you hear those kinds of comments by people who are moving big numbers, global numbers, you don't think of your company as being impacted exactly the way they're saying. We're talking about this conversation today is right now is about trends. We're not talking about
it's
a vector.
Trends.
We're not talking about a sidewalk. We're not talking
down.
About a sidewalk. We're talking about trends, the quadrant of the direction, the quadrant you're moving in, not down on one particular lane, right?
Right. That's right. But that's why I'm talking specifically about this. But let me just say, for instance, that some of the Main Street businesses that are going to be impacted by this are going to be anybody who's in IT.
Yeah.
Because you're talking about customers and their customers who are going to be wanting different things from their services. Anybody who has a home office is going to be impacted and be looking at different ways to do this. I was talking with a retailer about he's working with me on a new way of doing business because of all the trends. We're talking about Main Street. We're not talking about the big business.
Yeah.
But anybody who does business with big business has to be aware, again, of how that is impacting. So these are some of the new conversations you have to have. And we have to come up with them not just with our customers and their customers. We have to also stay current within our companies to stay aware of little things that are happening that aren't seem like something or
Pam, when we come back, can you help me talk about the things that we have to change to adjust to the trends without losing fundamentals? Because you and I both know while everything is changing, fundamentals are still fundamentals. Can you help us with that after the break?
Absolutely.
Quick break, right back with Pam Harper, businessadvancement.com. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.